Open Windows, March the 31st. The Heart of the Father. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Resurrection is the supreme proof of the power of God. You do not need that I say much about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. When he was on the cross, everything was done to make sure that he was dead. After they had nailed him, hands and feet, onto the cross, to make sure that he was dead, they thrust a spear into his heart. When he was taken down from the cross and put into the tomb, the high priest said, "Take a guard and make sure." So that great stone was rolled against the tomb, and the official seal was put on the stone. Then they mounted a guard of soldiers. What more could be done to make sure that he was dead? Well, everything that men and devils could do. And then, over all that, it says, "This Jesus did God raise up." Acts 2:32. Oh, what an immense thing resurrection is! All the potentialities of the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus are given to the child of God. We can go right on to the end because we have his life. Until the Lord says, "It is enough, come up higher," there is no need for any child of God to die. Death and life are in the hands of God. How many wonderful experiences we may have of this divine life. We may make a lot of other manifestations of the power of God, and they may be quite wonderful. We will never take anything from what is of the Holy Spirit. But when we have said all, the supreme thing is the power of the resurrection. That is the birthright of the child of God, and something that you and I may be knowing now and all the days of our life. Lay hold on the eternal life, whereunto thou wast called.